Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Decision Wisconsin news, and it's a bit in the weeds, but very important to see how this plays out. Talking about Robert F. Kennedy, you know him, independent former candidate for president, dropped out a month ago. Put his support behind Donald Trump. But here's the issue. RFK remains on the ballot here in Wisconsin. He wants his name off the ballots in the swing states. Doesn't care if you vote for him. In fact, he's encouraging people to vote for him in the states where it doesn't really matter. But in swing states like Wisconsin, his team wants him off the ballot. Why? Well, because they want those votes to go to former President Donald Trump,
whom he has endorsed and supported. And he's concerned that more than they would for Vice President Harris, voters who would choose him would be in the Trump camp.
So state law does not allow him to remove his name from the ballot here in Wisconsin. Unless he was dead, you can't remove your name. So he's filing this lawsuit. It's now going before the Court of Appeals, demanding that his name be removed. And they want a sticker put on his name. Say that this can be done if there was a death, so you should just put a sticker on all the ballots. They're not asking for everything to be reprinted. They're just saying put a sticker on there. Well, the Wisconsin Elections Commission says that would be a nightmare to logistically do that. Plus, they're concerned about vote counting machines jamming. There are concerns about machines not being tested with a sticker. Who knows? Anything could happen. What if it doesn't count it right? What if it double counts? Like, there's just different things they're worried about. So they don't want to even have that issue. So they're saying no go. So they're filing back to the appeals court saying, hey, we can't do that. Plus, can we just kick this back up to the state Supreme Court? Can we kick it up? Because that's ultimately where this is going to go, and we need to make that decision sooner than later. So can we just move this along and get it to the higher court?
And there's precedent for that. The high court can go ahead and allow that step to be skipped. I hope they will, so they get the resolution on this. And on that, it really should be a simple question. Like, is this in the law? No. Then that's a no.
Yeah, states.
Regardless of how you feel about, you know, Kennedy or Trump or Harris or any of that, like, it's pretty clear.
Yeah, so
the law is clear on this.
We'll see what happens. Here's the other part of this. Absentee votes or ballots can be sent out.
Now.
Upon request, they can be sent out. And the military can start getting their ballots as soon as tomorrow. They'll start sending those out. Now, Kennedy's team has said, look, be that what it is, it is. Meaning if it's already on some ballots, fine. They don't really care about that. They just want to stop it from any future ballots.
I don't know how you have an election where some people got one ballot and other people got another ballot, and it's kind of here and it's kind of there. It might be another reason that the high court would go ahead and say we have to leave it.
It also provides integrity questions after the fact, which there's going to be a lot of fuel for that no matter where you stand, too, which is going to be an issue.
And I'm kind of strict on this, and I know there have been complaints before about the Wisconsin Election Commission having made up rules as we go about things that aren't in state law. That was the argument about the drop boxes that Republicans didn't like. It was the argument about some of the COVID rules that were just implemented outside of state law. So there is precedent for Wisconsin Election Commission to change the rules as we go, which I frankly don't like. It should be in the law. If you want changes, then you go through the legislature and make those changes. So it should be a simple decision for the high court, but we'll see what they say. The never-ending flag flap at City Hall has a new chapter ahead of a vote next week, and it's hilarious. Play the opening.
Bureaucracy. Legislation. Red tape.
I'm so bored.
Doesn't anything fun happen here?
When you work for the local government, doing the bare minimum is doing your part.
It's time to take another visit to City Hall.
So next week, the Milwaukee Common Council will vote on whether to adopt what's commonly referred to as the People's Flag.
Ah, yes.
As the official City of Milwaukee flag. It's the one with the blue, white, yellow tones, right, depicting a sunrise over Lake Michigan.
Yes.
Right? If this sounds familiar to you, it's because we've been debating this for 8 years. This was first introduced in 2016.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Should have been just done then. Maybe, okay, if you don't want it, fine, vote no or whatever. But the flag debate is back, so common council members, some of them don't like it. But as Alderman Bob Bauman put it,
at this point, I become more agnostic because I'm tired of talking about this.
Is that Stanford laughing? So, not only will the Common Council now have the option of voting up or down on the people's flag, it passed through that committee earlier this month, but they will have now another choice proposed by said Alderman Bauman. Now, his objection to the flag has always been it doesn't have any recognizable symbols of Milwaukee. So his point, if you don't know it's Milwaukee's flag, you wouldn't know it's Milwaukee's flag. So fair enough point, I suppose. I disagree. Like,
what makes Chicago's flag Chicago's flag?
Right. Look at the flag of Italy. Three stripes.
Yeah, right.
You know, like,
yeah.
Whatever. So fair enough, but that's why he doesn't like it. Here's his solution. And it looks like a Photoshop thing that he did at his desk. He just slapped like a Leaning Tower of Pisa-looking sketch of Milwaukee City Hall right on the sunburst.
On the same flag. Right?
And it looks ridiculous. Was it serious?
I don't think so. So you texted this to me yesterday when I was downtown working on something. And I was like, okay, well, I'll call Bauman's office. So I called Bauman's office because I could have zipped in the City Hall real quick and grabbed it.
Yeah, you were right there.
And she said, let me check. I think maybe. So then I got a call back 10 minutes later saying that he wasn't available. I also asked to get him on the show tomorrow, today, Monday, any day, doesn't matter, and won't do it.
He won't?
Won't do it. Because the first question I would ask would be, are you serious?
Right? It's bad enough that you wonder if he was serious.
I firmly don't think he is. I don't think this is. I think it's just mocking the whole situation.
Right. Here, you want a recognizable symbol? Here, right there.
I mean, fixed. So are they really just going to vote for one or the other? Can you imagine if it got the votes?
No, it would be horrible. I like the old flag better than this. You know what else I like about this? Okay, of all the recognizable symbols that you could have incorporated into this design. Right, he chose City Hall where I work. This is where the important things happen. This is Milwaukee.
Process.
What we do in here.
Yes.
In the council chambers.
Committee meetings.
That's Milwaukee.
You know what's so funny about it is I made that phone call to his admin. I was looking across the street at Red Arrow Park where they just had finished a block party. And DPW crews were out there doing stuff. And I saw a DPW guy with a DPW shirt. With on the back, the symbol and all that. And on the front was something that was basically taken off of the Milwaukee flag. It was like
this is already happening.
Yes, it was a Milwaukee flag on their shirt, a city shirt that someone was wearing. But no.
Well, the vote is coming up on Tuesday, so it may be resolved then.
I'm tired of talking about this. Put it very simply.
Busy day here on a Friday. I forgot to mention, if you wanted to see that flag that we were talking about before.
The new people's flag? Or is it called the Bauman flag? What do you call it?
It should be the Bauman.
Just the Bauman.
There was one, did you see the meme going around? Somebody slapped Gruber's grill on there.
Gruber on the flag, yep.
That's a recognizable symbol of Milwaukee, is he not?
Absolutely.
So this is the people's flag. It will be voted on next week at the Common Council. We mentioned it earlier. And you can text the word FLAG, F-L-A-G, to 855-616-1620, FLAG, to the WTMJ talk and text line, and we'll send you a picture of what it looks like. Essentially, Alderman Bauman had proposed slapping a likeness of City Hall right on the sunburst part of the people's flag, and it has legitimately offered that as an alternative that can come up to vote next week.
So they will have to consider both on Tuesday?
I guess they will, or not. They don't have to consider it. But it's in front of them.
The Brewers Prep Rally is underway right now. Earlier today, we spoke with Robin Yount. He's there. Donald Driver's there. Pat Murphy is there and others. And when we talked to Yount, remember that we told him, hey, you know, can some of these folks who are going through there maybe grab a second brat and see what happens, you know? And he said that he would do that. So we got this text from the 414. I was just at the Brewers Prep Rally. Very cool. And I told them that Yount said two brats. And Rick Schlesinger said, give them two. Robin. That from John and Tosa. John and Tosa got two brats. Thanks to Robin.
Why are we running out of brats today? Those idiots on TMJ said everybody gets two. Brewers manager Pat Murphy live next. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. And a bonus on this Friday, live from the Brewers Prep Rally, which is ongoing at American Family Field, we've got the manager, Pat Murphy. Morning, Murph.
Morning.
Hey, man, it's got to be exciting for you to see how many fans have shown up to say hello, to get their free brat, to get a chance at postseason tickets early. You got to be excited about what you're seeing out there.
It's amazing. I can't believe it. A lot of these people were at the game last night. They're out here. We have the pep rally going on. You know, the first 5,000 fans get an opportunity to buy those season playoff tickets early, and they can get a special access with a pre-sale code if they get here and can do that before 10 o'clock when the tickets go on sale. So, pretty exciting stuff. It's just amazing the support.
Yeah, so we were told that some fans showed up at 11 o'clock last night, so they probably just did stay.
They just stayed.
And get in line this morning.
No, it's jammed, and I can't believe that, how many people are excited about this postseason. And, I'd be out here if I could. If I was a Brewers fan, I'd be out here.
Hey, Murph, we had a chance to catch up with Robin Yount earlier this morning, and we were asking him about his hopefully building relationship with Jackson Chourio. Yount made a really interesting observation. He just said, this is great for regardless of how things turn out this season. This kid in his first year is going to get postseason experience. And when you look at him as being such a critical part of our future here, that's significant.
No, there's no doubt. I mean, all this is great for all these young players. We have so many young players, but him in particular, being 20 years old and getting to do this, and Robin would know firsthand. You know, I got that opportunity yesterday to sit with him for a couple hours and just reminisce about him being 18 in the big leagues playing shortstop in County Stadium. So it's an exciting time for Brewer baseball, and if I'm any fan out here, I'd get out here right now and just get this opportunity, because I think this postseason is going to be electric. We are young, and nobody will have us picked to do it. Everyone will doubt us like they have all year, but I think this group has something special about them. That's all there is to it.
Did you get any sleep Wednesday night?
Yeah, I got a little.
But just the adrenaline. I mean, I assume by the time you got home, you still probably had to stay up and just burn off a little bit.
Yeah, my three boys are here with me, so whenever they're around, you know, I cater everything to around them. So we left kind of early from the celebration, and then we had our own little good time at home, and we probably didn't sleep a whole lot, but it was well worth it.
Murph, what's the craziest thing?
I didn't sleep a whole lot last night either.
Yeah. What's the craziest thing people have asked you in line today?
Craziest thing happened. I don't know. Nobody's really asked me anything. They're just really they're just really supportive of the team, and they a lot of people have been thanking us for, you know, thanks for a great season, and you know, we didn't realize this was going to be like this, and I think most of them are just excited about what's to come.
Well, if anyone asks for two brats, you give them two, okay, Murph, for us. Is that okay?
I certainly will.
Right. Brewers manager Pat Murphy live with us this morning. Thanks, Murph. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
So the prep rally goes until 9 o'clock this morning, yeah, and also includes an opportunity to buy postseason tickets early. What you'll do is you'll get a QR code so that you can get into the online sale before they go on sale to the general public.
And here's why they want to do this is because it's tough. It's a little different these days with the way the playoffs work. You're not sure when the games are quite yet, and sometimes it's on a weeknight and all that. And the Brewers want that place sold out. They want it packed. You play much better before a packed house for a playoff game than you would.
Electric.
Yes, they want it. Yeah, they want it like that.
Do you love how he rattled off the talking points, though? The marketing points right away. Somebody got to him. This was Schlesinger going, now tell him it. You can get in line. Here's what you get.
QR code.
Good job, Murph. 750. Mark Tauscher up next.
Idea Man.
Because it was our off day. It was a Tuesday. Then we went in on Wednesday, and none of us as players, coaches, had any concept of what was going to happen.
Innovative.
Just the raw emotions of being at Lambeau Field that night. And when Chris Gizzi, you know, who had served our country, carried that flag out.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Trying to get back to some normalcy, and everybody was in it together. It was a really powerful night at Lambeau.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Tauscher, you've been checking in with this Brewers prep rally. They're selling, you know, season tickets or playoff tickets early. They're giving away brats. I mean, it's a mob scene. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I think all of us as Wisconsin sports fans and obviously Brewer fans, excited. And now the fact that these tickets are available, I've seen a little bit of it. But exciting way to kind of launch this thing and get everybody fired up for postseason baseball.
Hey, so Tausch, Coach LaFleur says that they won't know until Sunday morning whether or not Jordan Love will play. What did he say, Vince, that Love said, if Love tells him, hey, I'm good to go, then yeah. Okay, then they'll play. Does it really work that way? Can you really switch an installation of your offense 2 hours before game time?
I think in this case, when you're dealing with a star quarterback, yes, the players know, you know, that you'll have both kind of game plans in, and you'll make a few minor adjustments, but you're not going to, like last week, they obviously knew that Malik Willis was going to be the quarterback. They put in, you know, some one back. They did just a ton of different things that they were going to kind of tailor to what Malik Willis was going to do. As far as the Jordan Love thing, yeah, I mean, with Brett, with Aaron, there would be opportunities. You'd go all week, and I can remember one time Aaron never threw. We were worried that his shoulder was all jacked up, and he went down to the Hudson Center probably 3 hours before kick. None of us knew if he was actually going to be playing. So for the most part, yes, I think most guys, you have a general idea, and if you're not a star, if you're not healthy, you're not playing. But with Jordan, I think they're going to give him every opportunity that if he is able to go, you make those adjustments, the team makes the adjustments, and you just go play.
You know, I felt really good about this game, regardless whether it's Willis or Jordan Love as we face the Titans. One thing that worries me about it, Tausch, is the statistic of what happens to teams that start the season 0-3. Not good for a playoff run. The Titans are 0-2 right now and are going to be fighting for their lives.
Yeah, they're definitely going to be desperate. And I think, you know, that's always the thing you worry about, because the NFL, the margin is so small. But Will Levis is not good right now. He is a turnover machine. And with Jeff Hafley's defense creating the turnovers that they've been able to do, I think Green Bay will have to really struggle. And, you know, this uncertainty at quarterback, and, you know, if Malik Willis has to play, are they going to, I don't think you're going to be able to run the football as effectively. So is he going to be able to take that kind of next step and make plays with his arm? We don't know that answer. So there is uncertainty, but I don't think Tennessee is very good. So when you factor that in, I'm not overly worried either. But you know what? When you're not worried, that's when you should be worried.
Speaking of worried.
Kind of profound, huh?
Yeah, that is profound.
Well, you know what? Nashville's a great, fun city. I know Packer fans flock down there. And I believe the last time that we went down, the crowd, a huge crowd, and by the third quarter, Tennessee was routing us. I think we bounced out of there. So there's all kinds of issues that can go on when you then you factor in Nashville and everything else. But, man, I just think Green Bay is a lot better. But I'm guessing Monday there's a chance we could be talking and say, how did this happen? And that's the beauty of the NFL.
Okay, I just want to ask again: are you quite well? You've been subdued this week. Are you being held against your will in any way? Or
I've blinked twice. Well, I'm out west, and it's like 5:50 a.m. So I'm not being like super loud like I normally am. So I'm maybe a little subdued, but
okay, all right.
I'll crank it up next week.
Yeah, no, it's fine. You sound great. I almost feel like I would like to have you read me a book. At this level of volume.
I'm not going to lie to you. I am doing okay, but I really appreciate the fact that you feel like I'm a hostage.
just want to make sure. Like, is there something you need to tell us? Can we help you?
I really wish I was on video so that you'd know that I'm okay, but I am okay.
All right. Send us a picture with today's paper.
Okay. See ya.